You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has proposed removing provisions which prevent new coal mining applications in natural inland wetlands and natural areas of significance. Environmental advocates are warning this poses a threat to Aotearoa's biodiversity and will contribute to the rise of global warming. I spoke to New Zealand's Association of Scientists co-president, Professor Troy Baisden, about this. Here is that interview.
So in terms of kind of the whole coal mining process that's just been announced, technically what is the government proposing?
I actually haven't been completely across the details of it, just the Beehive press releases and articles about it. And the basic point is they appear to be wanting to really release a lot of the consenting around coal mining. And there's two concerning elements of that. The first is for the environment, because this is areas of the country that are in the conservation estate or near the conservation estate. These are areas, for example, around the most recent Great Walk that's been put up just around where the, this is right around the Pike River mine, for example. And that raises the second point, which is that these conditions are not going to make mining as safe as it should be in a developed nation.
So do you know, like, the changes expected in the coal mining application process?
Well, basically, it's like the rest of fast-tracking. They're going to be able to skate right on through and get on with mining. And it's even crazier because what we're hearing is that this is somehow the extra income from mining is going to help us be able to afford climate change mitigation. Frankly, that's just sort of funny, but it's gaslighting because that doesn't work and most of the money ends up overseas.
How much coal do you think would need to be extracted in order for, like, the warming to rise to the advised 1.5 degrees?
We should stop completely extracting and burning coal in nations like New Zealand. There's just no reason to do it anymore. We are converting our steel industry, which uses high-value coal, to electric arc furnaces. Dairy factories are under international pressure from their supply chains to stop using thermal coal. So the ones that are currently using coal instead of gas, we'll be looking at either converting to biomass or renewable electricity as their main energy source for drying milk powder.
How would this, I think you've already touched base on it, but how would it impact the environment just as a whole with the whole coal mining being, you know, easier to access?
Yeah, so coal mining as a whole as an extractive industry is one of the most damaging industries affecting the environment and ultimately the people that live in the areas as well. If we look, for example, in the U.S., my dad's family was from West Virginia, which is living with centuries of legacy of coal mining, and it has the lowest life expectancy among U.S. states, plus or minus one other state that's it's right down at the bottom ladder with. The worst levels of deprivation. Coal mining, depending on what it is, if it's deep mining in the earth, then we're looking at the health and safety issues, like happened with Pike River, that's high-value coal. If we're looking at extracting low-value thermal coal, then we're usually looking at stripping off large areas of essentially mountaintops around places like the Waikato and down on the West Coast. And those have hugely damaging environmental effects. You know, we're just stripping off a lot of land where it turns out they're endangered species or perhaps people nearby, and the effects on both the water around them and other aspects of their lifestyle and their general well-being are quite serious. I mentioned that this is starting to feel like gaslighting, and one of the issues that's come up with issues around the RMA and fast-tracking is that it's raising the risk of something that the journalist Rod Oram, who recently died, brought up about 20 years ago, back when New Zealand had very low exchange rates and its economy hadn't been doing well for a number of years. He said we're at risk of becoming an undeveloping country, and it's as if these decisions are pushing us right back in that direction. We're going full hog towards low-value industries that destroy the value of the products that we export, of our tourism, and run the risk of us internationally being considered a country that has unstable policies, that does not support stable investment across parties on both sides of the aisle in parliament, and frankly is at risk of becoming a bit of a banana republic if we continue down this path because of those reasons of instability and the lack of stable investment that allows us to build a better nation.
And that was environmental scientist Professor Troy Basden discussing the implications of increased coal mining in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.